弟兄姊妹们，你听了这首诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, now that you have heard the hymn,
你有什么感觉呢？
How do you feel?
也许一下子还抓不住。
Maybe it's hard to describe.
因为这首诗歌是包括很久很久远的历史和前面要出现的历史。
Because this hymn is inclusive of a long history and what is to come.
关乎神的永远的旨意在地上执行的几个阶段。
It has to do with God's will, how it's carried out on earth and its different stages.
虽然不详细。
Even though it's not in detail.
但是确实把这几个阶段里面的一个特点摆出来。
But it truly have highlighted the few important points in these stages.
让我们在那个历史还没有完成以前来接触到的时候，会给我们有相当的提醒。
And so before we come to the end of this history, that it will give us some reminders.
弟兄姊妹还记得昨天我们所交通的那个中心点是在起初神创造天地。
So brothers and sisters may still remember the focal point of our sharing from yesterday was in the beginning, God has created the heavens and the earth.
我们特别提到这一节的圣经是把神在他永远的计划里头所做的一些个安排是怎么起头、怎么进行、怎么继续往前走到尽头。
And so God has said in this verse how his whole plan, how it started, how it's going to carry on, and how it's going to go forward.
我昨天还漏掉一些没跟弟兄姊妹提的，我后来想想，今天还轻轻提一提。
And so what I have not mentioned yesterday, I thought about it, I think I will likely just mention it.
不能提的太多。
I cannot go into
all the details. 我本来是准备和弟兄姊妹多提一点。
I planned to mention to you a lot more.
但是因为时间的限制。
But because of the limitation of time.
只能抽出当中的一点点来给弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
I would only share with you a part of it.
是我看到一些文章里面提到的一些事情和我这次和弟兄姊妹的交通的内容有点接近的。
It's some articles that I have read and what I have thought about, it has something to do with what I'm about to share to you today.
那么我特别提到的这些事情在我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹们就会很熟悉。
Some of the things I'm going to mention will be very familiar to some of you.
但是对我来说呢就是很陌生。
But it is not so familiar to me.
既然对我来说很陌生那你提出来干什么？
Since it is so new to me, so you may ask why would I mention this?
我不是说我会提出来。
I'm not to say I will talk about it.
而是因为我看到了一篇文章里头所提到了一些事情给我们的心思有一点的帮助。
Is that just what I read from this article may help us in our thinking?
这是说到地球。
It talks about the earth.
这一块地。
This earth.
为什么是那么特别的一个地？
Why is this such a special earth, a land?
特别的，圣经一开头就把它点出来。
So special that the Bible begins to mention it.
原来神在起初创造天地的时候。
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth.
在地的这个安排上面，它有个非常非常完整的计划要在那里执行。
In the arrangement and the creation of the earth, he had a very complete plan and he will execute it.
那所以这个地呢 里面有很多很多的事情，只有他有。
So on upon this earth, there is something that is very unique to it.
别的相同的事物，形象是可以有，但是实际的不能有。
The similar things may happen in other places, but in reality, they cannot exist and duplicate it anywhere else.
所以我只能照本宣科的样子念给弟兄姊妹听，就是。
So I will read it word by word.
这里就特别提到，地球必须具备许多必要的条件。同时其间又需要有适当的关系才能适合生物生存。
Harry talks about the earth must be equipped with a lot of necessary conditions, and also these different factors have to have a suitable relationship with each other in order for living organisms to survive.
因为如果不是这样的一个安排，生物是不可能在地球上生存，如同在其他的星球上一样。
If it wasn't for such an arrangement, living beings cannot survive, just like in other planets.
然后我们知道，我们是生活在太阳系里头的地球。
We know that we live in the planet Earth in the solar system.
在太阳系有八大个行星。
And so in the solar system, there are eight planets. Or star, no, planets.
那虽然是有那么多的地方。
Even though there are so many different places.
但是只有地球有生物。
But only the earth has living things.
这些年来许多人都要去火星找生物，去那里找生物，但是找来找去找不出确定的结果来。
There, over the years, people try to look and search for living beings in other planets like in Mars, but they cannot come up with anything.
那为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为虽然同在一个太阳系，
Even though we are in the same solar system,
但是因为它存在的条件和存在的这些实际的问题，根本不允许生物继续存留下去。
Because of the condition and the environment and the timing and the space, it's impossible for the living beings to survive in other planets.
那么因此在这里他就特别提到一些事情。
So here is specially mentioned a few things.
说到为什么只能在地球上有。
It talks about why we can only survive on the earth.
这里就提到一个事情，他说地球围绕着太阳轨道运行。
It says the earth orbits around the sun.
每天是一个24小时。
Each day it will turn into 24 hours. We all know about that rotation.
以每小时66,600英里的速度绕太阳公转。
And it will rotate around the sun in the speed that is 66,600 miles per hour.
又以1,044英里的速度自转。
And the speed of 1,044 miles per hour of to self-rotate.
还有一个特别的地方是什么呢？
There is another feature.
它是用23.5度的倾斜角度自转，绕着太阳。
And there is an inclination of 23.5 degrees on the earth, on the axis of the earth.
那这些数字对我们来说是很讨厌、很麻烦的。
And these numbers are rather cumbersome for us.
在我们中间大概有一两位弟兄姊妹们是很熟悉。
Among us, there are a couple of brothers or sisters that are very familiar with this.
我们一看到这些数字就麻烦了。
For us, it's rather troublesome.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这些数字是决定了地球能有生物存在的那一个基础。
These numbers determined the reason that living beings can survive on this earth.
刚才提到他用那个23.5度那个倾斜角度围着太阳自转。
And so I mentioned there's an inclination of 23.5 degrees on the axis of the Earth, and then it rotates.
你说这个倾斜的角度, 好像应该没有什么很特别的作用吧?
You may not think of anything of this angle that's tilted.
太阳,
there's the sun.
地球,
and there's the Earth.
这个时候是平的那个轴心。
If it was, the axis was not inclined.
但是它是倾斜角度, 它就比它, 也许是这样子来到这里。
But with this angle,
你说这样什么不一样?
You may ask, what difference does it make?
弟兄姊妹们, 为什么在地球里头有四季?
Why is there, why are there four seasons on the earth?
四季就是根据这个东西来的。
And the four seasons come from this.
那用什么你看到的头一件事情?
So brothers and sisters, you realize this first thing.
如果地球没有四季的话,
if the earth did not have four seasons,
那跟其他的星球都是一个模样,
it would be like the other planets.
那什么模样?
What would that be like?
没有四季,
there are no seasons.
没有四季, 简单一句话来说说, 不可能有生物。
And if there were no different seasons, there's no food.
那这是其中一样,
that's one of the factors.
但是我们也知道, 这些八大行星里面, 它都是围着那个太阳来转。
And we know that all the eight planets are orbiting around the sun.
当然那个距离, 都不一样。
Of course, the distances are different.
但是我不说别的,
I will not talk about anything
只说地球,
else. We'll just talk about the Earth.
这一个地球绕着太阳公转的那一个距离,
the distance from the Earth to the Sun,
正好给地球有一个条件, 允许生活存在。
It enables the Earth to be equipped with the necessity to allow living beings.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为太阳跟每个星球的那个距离不一样。
And the distances of different planets to the sun will be different.
一个简单的了解,
a simple understanding.
如果离太阳近,
if you're closer to the sun,
那就一定很热,
it will be very hot.
如果你离太阳很远,
if you're far away from the sun,
就一定很冷,
it will be very cold.
刚好地球设立的那个位置是在一个非常准确的地方里。
But where the Earth is located is in just the right place.
因为地球离太阳太近, 那么 到那里就说到我不说数字了，它是比赤道的数字还要高好多倍。
And so if the Earth was any closer to the sun, it would be very, I won't talk about the numbers, much hotter than where it is at the equator now.
如果把它延长的太远了,
and if it's further away from the sun,
那又会冷得要死。
And it would be very cold.
也许一年整年的时间, 都是冰雪,
maybe the whole year will have the snow or covered in ice.
地球的南北极还有融雪的时间,
even the north,
但那些更远的星球, 连融雪的时间都没有。
And the north and south pole may have time for where the ice may melt, but in further the planets further away, there might not be any time for melting.
还有很多资料我不说了，一说我今天就一定
There's a lot more information and data, but we won't go in there. But I'd like to mention it to brothers and sisters. You may be able to find this information and very complete information. We thank our Lord.
那当我们留意到这个地球这一个位置,
when we notice the location of the Earth,
它的同其他星球中间的那一个关系,
the relationship with the other planets,
都是决定了只有地球这个地方能让生物存在。
It's so determined that the earth is the only place where living things can survive.
更重要的一件事情说，地球外面有一个很厚的大气层。
And something more important is the atmosphere surrounding the globe.
这个大气层把整个地球围绕起来。
And this atmosphere surrounds the whole earth.
你说这有什么作用呢？
You may ask, what function does it serve?
如果没有这个大气层
，Without this atmosphere，
太阳跟地球当中就完全没有直接的联系。
Then the sun and the earth would not have a direct connection。
如果有直接的联系呢
？If there is a direct connection，
那你就一定发现一个问题。
You will find a problem。
地球给烧干了。
And the earth will be burned up。
但是因为就是有那个大气层
，because of the atmosphere，
太阳的那个光啊、热啊、辐射线啊，要透过它而量到地球的时候，正好让它做了一个很细密的那个分率。
The light, the heat, and the rays, the radiation.Would have to go through the atmosphere as a filter.
所以当太阳所有的一切的那种能量临到地球的时候，没有给地球做任何的伤害。
So that the energy from the sun would not hurt or damage the earth.
正好给地球一个更清楚的保护。
But yet it provides a very clear protection for
好了，真的不说这些事了。
Okay, I must really stop now.
那就这么，我光是就这几点来说。
Just mentioning these few points.
你在整个宇宙的中间，你除了地球，天文学家就是说，像太阳系的这样的那个星云的那个系统啊，不晓得有多少千千万万个。
And the scientists tell us in the universe, systems like solar system or Milky Way, there are millions and thousands of those.
虽然有那么许多。
Even there are so many out there.
到现在为止所知道的呢，没有一个星球能具备地球在和太阳的这一种关系。
But up till now, to our knowledge, there is no star or planet that can have such a relationship that's like the relationship between the sun and the earth.
其实就是这几样已经叫地球很突出，是用我们的话来讲，是一个十分蒙恩的地点。
And these few points already can highlight how this earth is very, in our words, very blessed a location.
我们从这些资料再回过头来看，看昨天特别提到的，一提到地的时候，就是说这地。
And so using this information as background, we look at what we shared yesterday when we talked about this earth or the earth.
为什么是这地呢？
Why do we say the earth?
因为这是个很特别的地。
Because this is a very special place.
一个是满了神那个智慧的设计在那里，来要显明神的一个功用的星球。
It's a planet that is filled with evidence of intelligent design and filled with God's wisdom.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们回到这个大的那个领会的范围里的时候
，When we come back to such an understanding,
我们就去留意了。
We would pay attention.
神为什么花那么时间来处理这些事呢
？Why did God spend so much time to deal with these matters？
我们读神的创造的记录的时候
，When we read the record of God's creation，
你读出问题来了。
You will have questions。
因为在地球里面的一些神去恢复的工作的最末后
，Because in God's recovery of this earth at the last stage,
就是第六天了。
That is the sixth day.
神在做完一切的事物以后，
After God finished his work,
他就非常特别地宣告了一件事。
Very specially, he proclaimed one thing.
宣告什么呢？
What did he proclaim?
他说他要造人，他没有造人。
He has not yet created man. He said he will create man.
造人在做什么呢？
What will he create man for?
有什么目的呢？
For what purpose?
有。
Yes, there is.
因为这些被造出来的人又像神。
And through the created man, they are like God.
而不但是像神。
Not only they are like God.
并且还能接受神委托给他们的权柄。
They are able to accept what God entrusts to them, the
authority
to rule over God's creation.
那弟兄姊妹们，但如果我们了解神这样的一个安排，
Brothers and sisters, if we understand such an arrangement of God,
你就很清楚地知道，
you will clearly know.
神造人，简单来说，目的第一，显明他自己；第二，显明神的权柄。
God created man for two purposes. Firstly, to manifest himself. Secondly, to manifest his authority. So when we read chapter
2,
you see God placed men into the Garden of Eden.
神把他们该尽的任务都告诉他。
God had told them their responsibilities.
很重要的一件事情。
One thing important.
让他们要维护着伊甸园里面的那一个平静安稳。
For them to maintain the peace, and calmness in that garden.
那我们很容易就能体会得到。
Very easy for us to understand.
因为你要维持着这一个平静安稳，那并非是有一些是以人物来跟神作对的呢。
And to say that you need to maintain the peace and quiet there, that means there is something that is against God.
我们不详细说它。
We won't go into the detail.
我给我们很清楚地点出来。
But clearly I'm pointing this out.
那个要来骚扰的呢，就是撒旦。
The one who's coming to disturb is Satan.
就是造成第一天，造成起初所造的天地产生难处的那一个。
Is the one who created problems and difficulties and in that creation before the first day.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就留意到了。
So brothers and sisters, you would notice.
属灵的征战。
Spiritual warfare.
就是因着这样的一个环境所发生过的事物来出现了。
Spiritual warfare is there because of such an environment that's been placed there.
那这么大的一件事情，
such a major matter.
你要叫亚当夫妻俩去承担，他们凭什么去承担？
You're asking the couple of Adam and Eve to be responsible for it. How would they do it?
所以当时神就安排给他们一个这样的环境。
So God has arranged for them to be in such an environment.
在那个安排里，神明明的是告诉亚当。
In that plan, God clearly told Adam.
如果你要按照我托付给你的那个安排来执行工作的话，
If you're going to work according to what I have arranged for you,
有两个拣选。
There are two choices.
一个是靠你自己。
One is by yourself.
另外一个就是选靠赏赐生命的那一位。
The other is depending on the one who gives life.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意到了。
Brothers and sisters, you would notice.
你靠自己，那就指着你可以拣选园中的那个分别善恶树上的果实来吃，你就很有本事。
To depend on yourself, you would choose from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you will be quite capable.
有本事到一个什么程度呢？
How capable would you become?
神能做什么，你们都能做什么。
Whatever God can do, you can too.
这一点是我们从来很少不留意到的。
This is something that we have normally ignored.
但是当你 一读到第三章的时候，
But when you
你就看到这个事实。
When you come to chapter 3, you can see this fact.
所以在人类的那个历史发展到最近这一两三百年里面，哇，人所发现的，人所领会出来而产生的各种各样事物，好厉害。
And so you look at the development of human history, what man can come up with and develop, to the recent 200-300 years, you see, they have come up with something really incredible.
如果我们没有看到，神老早就说，如果你吃是分别树上的果子，你可以工作做到这样的一个地步。
We did, might not have seen it before, but God has told them, like, if you have eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you would have this result.
但是如果你领会到，
But if you can understand,
你的对头，
Your enemy,
比你能做得更厉害。
He can do better than you.
如果你以为吃了这个果子就能产生那一个的全能来对付它。
If you think you eat of this fruit of this tree, then you are able to deal with him.
你可以放胆的吃。
You can eat it boldly.
但是你发觉虽然是有这个条件，但是我不能越过它。
But you will realize that even though this condition is here, but I cannot cross over.
所以结果我就选择我拣选生命树。
So then I made the choice of going to the tree of life.
那拣选生命树是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to choose the tree of life?
我不敢靠自己。
I no longer want to depend on myself.
虽然我吃了分别善恶树，我能有那么高的技巧、知识、全能。
Even though I have the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I have the knowledge, I have the capability and the high level.
但是我知道，我绝对没办法越过撒旦。
But I know I cannot cross over and go beyond Satan.
如果要我很好的执行神所委托的那个权柄。
In order for me to execute well what God has entrusted to me,
我必须要寻找比撒旦更高、更有权能的来做我的依靠。
I must choose one to depend on who is higher than the power of Satan.
那是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
那在当时的安排里头，就是拣选生命树的果子来吃。
In that environment, at that time, that means to choose the fruit from the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹，你留意的。
So brothers and sisters, you will notice.
第一章第一节第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
整个属灵征战的引起是撒旦不服神的安排。
The cause of the spiritual warfare started because of Satan being disobedient to God's plan.
引出一个结果，
It will lead to a consequence.
是生命和死亡的斗争。
And that is the struggle between life and death.
现在神在伊甸园里面所安排的这一个分别善恶树上果子跟生命树上的果子的这个定规呢？
Now God has placed established this tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil there.
同样你也看见也是一个生与死的斗争，这死亡和生命的斗争。
And in the same way you see the conflict between life and death and their warfare.
因为神告诉亚当说，
Because God told Adam,
如果你拣选分别善恶树，
If you choose the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
你虽然得到那个很高的条件，
Even though you have acquired this high requirements,
但是你要同时选择接受一个你不大愿意接受的结局。
But at the same time, you're accepting an end result that you may not be willing to accept.
什么事？
What is that?
因为你吃的日子一定死。
Because the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们能看到整个这个属灵征战。我们平常说以为属灵征战是说他来骚扰我，我的抵挡他。
And this is what we see as spiritual warfare. Sometimes when we think about spiritual warfare, we think he's coming, attacking me, disturbing me, and I will try to resist.
但是神把那个真相一摆出来的时候
，When God placed the truth before us,
我们立刻就了解
，We will immediately understand
生命和死亡的征战。
This is a war between life and death.
那我们如果实质一认识。我们要拣选神的话，你根据什么
？If we truly understand what we are choosing God. What are you basing it on？
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
绝对不是分别善恶树。
We thank the Lord. It's definitely, absolutely not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It must be the tree of life.
但是人做错了。
But men had made a mistake.
结果人也走迷了。
And men had gotten lost.
那人一走迷，就引出一个问题来了。
And so men had gotten lost, and they caused a problem.
神造人的目的是要叫人能显出神的荣耀和华美。
God created men in order for men to manifest God's glory and splendor.
不单是显出荣耀和华美。
Not only to manifest God's glory and splendor.
还要显明神对万有的主权。
And to manifest God's lordship over all things.
好了，亚当们结果是得着了那一个人的才干了。
And so now Adam acquired the capabilities of men.
但是同时也得着了你必要死。
But at the same time, he gained death.
神用死来活出一条界限。
God used death as a line.
不管你怎么厉害。
And as a boundary, no matter how great
you might be. 你到了这个界限，你就要躺下去。
You come to this boundary, you will lie down.
若干年后，人家根本就不知道地上出现过你这个人。
And some years later, people won't even realize you ever existed.
那因此就引出了神要把人挽回的这一个事实。
So it leads to the fact that God will recover man.
那是神的救赎的问题。
And that is God's redemption.
昨天特别提了。
We mentioned this yesterday.
神用那个女人后裔的那个应许来对付这件事。
God used the promise of the seed of the woman to deal with this matter.
从那个时候开始。
And from then on.
神一直做工做到先机。
God kept working and working and working up to today.
都是维持着女人的后裔要伤蛇的头这一个安排。
It's maintaining his plan for the seed of the woman to bruise the head of the snake.
那因此引起撒旦也立下了一个心智，我就是要与女人的后裔作对。
And therefore, it also caused Satan to make up his mind to be opposing to the seed of the woman.
事情就这样继续下去，直到今天还要往前。
So the story unfolds till today, and it will still go forward.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然过去的历史好像很复杂，我是非常简单的把它包括起来。
Even though the past history seemed complicated and complex, and I'm simply concluding it.
但是因着女人的后裔的出现
，because of the appearance of the seed of the woman，
整个在人中间那个属灵的历史就起了许许多多的变化。
The spiritual history of men would undergo many changes.
我们不说的太多了。
We will not go into many details. I only want to mention.
神怎么执行神定规的那一份
？How God execute what He planned?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神奇在整个的过程里
，In the whole process.
头一个阶段，他选中了亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这一家人。
In the first stage, God had chosen Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this family.
预备女人的后裔要从这一个家族里头出来。
He's prepared for this family, and the seed of the woman will come out from this family.
那所以亚伯拉罕的后裔呢，也就经过很多复杂的历史。
So the descendants of Abraham have gone through many complicated history.
啊，一直到他们流落在埃及几百年。
Until the time they were in exile in Egypt for a few hundred years.
而神说，现在时间到了，我要把你们领出埃及。
And so God said, the time is ripe, I will lead you out from Egypt.
领你们出埃及，进到我所应许给你们祖宗的地。
I will lead you out of Egypt and lead you into the promised land, the land promised to your ancestors.
但是我领你们到那边去，是，我是有安排的。
I have made plans when I lead you there.
我要在那一个地方，就是迦南地了。
In that land of Canaan.
把你们建立起来。
I will establish you.
我把律法给你们。
I will give you the law.
我要让你们按照我的心意来活在那里。
I will allow you to live before me in my, according to my will.
那活出一个结果。
And to live and leading to this result.
你们要把神彰显出来。
That you will manifest God.
你们要按照这样的一件事情，我要跟你们立约。
And according to this, I will make a covenant with you.
如果你们按照我的安排来跟随的话，
If you follow my plan,
我就一直陪伴你们。
I will be with you all at all times.
一直到你们所，我要借着你们所完成的事情来做好。
Until what I need you to accomplish will be done.
那结果以色列人，
But then the Israelites,
走迷了。
They have walked astray.
慢慢地走迷了。
And slowly they have walked astray.
从出埃及进到迦南地。
From out of Egypt, they enter into the land of Canaan.
经过很少很少的时间，而很小数的几个君王，有点像样以外。
And experienced a time when there were only a couple of kings that were, they were okay.
他们又完完全全的离弃了神。
Most of the time they have completely departed from God.
这就是刚才你看那个，看那首诗歌的时候，说到那个人做了一个梦，就梦到他到了圣殿的边上。就听到很多小孩在那里唱歌，他真是很开心，因为地上非常非常的喜乐平安，因为人的心都向着主。
And so just like the hymn that we watched earlier about this person coming to the city and he saw the young children singing Hosanna, it's a beautiful picture and everybody was joyful.
但是接下去是说，我梦里所看的事情产生了变化。
But then he followed to say that there's a change in my dream.
我再也听不见殿里头的那些小孩在那里歌唱了。
I no longer can hear the children singing in the temple.
整个的以色列也好，犹大也好，落到一个非常凄凉的那个光景。
Whether it's Judah or Israel, they are the whole race have fallen into a pitiful state.
究竟事情怎么变化的？
So how was the matter changed?
怎么会变成这个样？
How did they end up this way?
人离弃神。
Men departing from God.
永远成为人在神的面前失去了神的祝福的那很重要的一个原因。
It will forever be a most important reason for men to lose God's blessing.
当神的信实没有叫他自己所应许人的事情产生不出结果来。
But God's faithfulness will not allow what he promised to fall for empty.
那所以神在以色列人身上就做了好多的事情。
So God has done a lot of work upon the Israelites.
一面是管理着他们，盼望他们转移了脚步回来。
On the one hand, he's managing them and hoping for them to return.
另一面呢，又借着以色列人这样的离弃了神，他就宣告了女人的后裔出现了。
And on the other hand, and through them, the Israelites departing, turning astray from God, that he proclaimed the appearance of the seed of the woman.
那这个女人的后裔出现，她的结局却是被钉死在一个 哥哥他山。
Yet the appearance of the seed of the woman would lead to the ending of him being crucified on the cross.
造成以色列就是神的百姓仍然是乐在一片黑的那种光景里头走过来。
And the Israelites would still remain in darkness.
那么然后他的梦又转了方向。
And then his dream had another change.
转了什么方向呢?
It turned a different direction. What's that direction?
看到神的百姓不再又不再悲哀了。
He saw the children of God are no longer sad.
因为神的儿子，那一位女人的后裔，钉十字架，又从死里复活的结果。
Because Son of God, he was crucified on the cross, but he resurrected from the dead.
就带进神所要做成的那件事。
And he brought about the work that God will accomplish.
所以在这首诗歌里边，他就从头一个梦是活在盼望里，第二个梦就失去了盼望，第三个梦就是恢复了希望，并且被神带到一个神永远的旨意的继续往前行的路程上。
So, in the hymn, the first stanza, he was having a dream with a hope, and the second stanza, he was losing that hope in his dream, and the third stanza, he recovered a new hope and brought to the top of the mountain with seeing how God's plan is going to go forward.
那神要把他们你要领到一个什么地方?
So where is God leading them to?
那在那里就有几件事情在历史上我们从神的话语上很清楚的知道的。
So there are a few things that we can see from history and from the word of God we can clearly understand.
第一件事情,
the first matter.
神用新约的教会来暂时代替旧约以色列人在神计划里头的地位。
God uses the church in the New Testament to temporarily replace the position where the Israelite stands in the Old Testament.
当这教会一显明出来
when,
继续执行神那个旨意往前行的时候
with the appearance of the church who carries on with God's plan
就引出一个结果
it will cause another result.
那是国度要出现
That's the appearance of the kingdom.
那但是国度的出现在诗歌里头就轻轻碰一下好像都完全没触摸到。
And so this appearance of the kingdom was only lightly touched upon in the hymn.
他一接上就接上那个圣城新耶路撒冷的那个建筑。
And it follows on to talk about the holy city and the Jerusalem.
当然他是用很简单的很扼要的来把这个过程是这样表达。
Of course, it used a very simple way and very concisely to express this process.
弟兄姐妹们，当你看到这个光景的时候
，When you see this condition,
我们的感情会很复杂。
Our emotions become very complex.
因为你要是看当中的那一段，我们感觉很悲哀，人没有路了。
If you're looking at the middle stage, we feel sad and sorrowful because men had no hope and no way.
但是看到女人的后裔出现。又做成了神要做的事以外。
When you see the appearance of the seed of the woman, and you will accomplish what God wants to do.
人重新活在指望中。
Men again will live in the new hope.
一直到末了的时候。
Until the end.
那就是在新天新地里。
And that's in the new heaven and new earth.
面对着新耶路撒冷。
Facing the new Jerusalem.
在那里带动整个宇宙的称颂。
It brings about the whole universe worship and their praises.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这个是你大体上是这样看到他的表达。
And this is in general how you see this is expressed.
但是你回到实际的光景里面
，You look at the reality.
你就会看到新约的教会经历多少的难处才带进国度。
You will see how many difficulties the church in the New Testament had to experience in order to reach the kingdom.
在国度这一段时间又经过多长的时候 才把新天新地引进来。
And then you have to experience a long time in the kingdom and in order to reach the new heaven and new earth.
那现在弟兄姊妹开始要留意了。
And now, brothers and sisters, we must notice.
教会怎么来完成这些事呢？
How would the church complete this matter?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神把整本新约的圣经赏给教会。
God has given the whole New Testament to the church.
把旧约神要做而没有做成功的那一些来显明给新约的教会去领会。
And what God has not completed in the Old Testament, He will show it to the church in the New Testament.
那新约的教会从神手里一接过这样的一个应许。
So the church in the New Testament received this promise from the hand of God.
我们也看到新约的教会是走过许许多多很艰苦的路。
And we see the church in the New Testament also walked the difficult path.
一直走到现在，我们这个时间没有停止。
It keep walking until this day, it has never stopped.
但是神的工作也一样没有停止。
And God's work has never stopped.
那所以很快，他就因着新约教会的建造完成。
And so very quickly, because of the completion of building up the church in the New Testament,
国度给带进来,
the kingdom will be brought in.
新天新地也给带进来,
and the new heaven and the new earth will be brought in.
那现在我想让弟兄姊妹们要掌握一个很严肃的事实。
And so we now to face a solemn fact, brothers and sisters.
就是为什么?
That is why.
新约的教会能走过神要他们走的路。
Why is that the church in the New Testament able to walk through this way that God wants them to walk?
而完成神所要做的工。
To complete the work that God wants to complete.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为当神在那里显明他要建造他的教会的时候，
because when God will show forth the church that He would build,
他很清楚地把整个新约的内容对在新约里头愿意跟随主的神的儿女们说得清楚。
He has spoken clearly to the children of God who wants to hear in the New Testament.
而如果你们要继续往前走，走到神所要做的做成功，
If you would walk forward, you will walk to the point when God will complete His work.
你们必须要按照神的带领的法则来往前行。
You must walk according to the rules of God's work.
旧约神是用律法的法则来带领人。
In the Old Testament, God is using the law to lead God's people.
神也明明知道他们走不过来的。
God also knew that they were not able to follow through.
这就引起很多弟兄姊妹常常问，既然神已经知道他们走不过来，为什么还要他们走那么长的一段时间的路？
This will cause brothers and sisters to ask, since God knew that they were not able to do it, why did God lead them through such a long path?
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们稍微留意到神的话语的记录，
So brothers and sisters, if we have pay attention to the records of God's word,
我们非常清楚地看得见，
we can clearly see,
神用着整个旧约的时间让人去认识他自己。
God used the whole time in the Old Testament in order for men to know God,
知道自己是怎么回事，
that they recognize what the state that they are in themselves,
让人非常有把握地掌握到人要凭自己来去走在神的旨意上面呢，那是没有条件。
So they would understand that by themselves they want to walk on the way of God, they don't qualify.
那这样要怎么走呢？
So how should they walk?
神说，到了新约。
God said, coming to the New Testament.
女人的后裔出来了。
The seed of woman's appeared.
恩典带来了。
And it's
恩典。
The grace is here.
啊。神就用着恩典的法则来领人继续往前走。
And God used the principle of grace to lead men to keep going forward.
那恩典的法则是什么？
So what is this principle of grace?
用生命去代替 老的亚当
，with life, this new life will replace this old Adamic life.
那是所以我们给主带到这个地步的时候
，when we are brought to this point by the Lord,
也就知道现在就是圣经里边所给我们提醒说要留意教会的建造。
So this is the point where we've been reminded in the Bible we need to pay attention to the building up of the church.
要留意教会的建造，固然是因为主自己说，我来是要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
The reason we're paying attention to the building of the church, of course, one factor is the Lord said, I will build my church on this rock.
但是从实际上面来说呢？
But in reality,
像人要来到神的面前，
in order for man to come before God, 承
认神的带领是准确的。
And to recognize God's guidance, this is correct, accurate.
这样跟随主。
You follow the Lord this way.
那就走在合神心意的路上。
Then you're walking on the road that, on the way that is pleasing to God.
简单的话来说。
Simply put.
在新约里面，神的教会的建造是建造在一个这样的事实里。
In the New Testament, when you build the church, this is, it's building upon such a fact.
神的儿子把恩门打开。
The Son of God has opened up the door of grace.
然后就呼召人来。
And he called men to enter
it. 当人来到那里的时候。
When men arrived and came to him.
神就告诉他们说。
God told them.
你们没有路走的。
There is no way for you.
如果你们以为有路走。
If you think you have a way.
只有在目前摆在你面前的那一个事实 里边做决定。
Then you have to make a decision upon this fact that's placed before you.
什么事实呢?
What is this fact?
接受十字架。
Accept the cross.
接受十字架要救你们一个一个的人脱离自己。
Through the cross, then you can save each individual.
当这一个事实在人中间借着圣灵的运行来一步一步的带上去的时候。
When this fact through the work of the Holy Spirit will lead the individual step by step.
教会就给建立起来。
The church will be built up.
那弟兄姊妹们，我现在说出来的时候好像没有什么了不起啊。
The way I'm telling you now, it might not seem anything of importance.
但是如果我们真知道教会的建造是要这样走。才能成功的话。
But if we truly know that this is the only way to successfully build a church,
那说这条路是不是很不容易走呢?
Isn't this a way that is very difficult to walk upon?
是很不容易走。
Yes, it is very difficult.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神在这是把这一条路交给教会来跟随的时候。
When God has given this way to the church to follow on.
明显给教会说出他是要用复活的生命来代替死亡的根基。
It tells the church clearly that he will use this resurrection life to replace the foundation of death.
你进到基督里头。
You enter into Christ.
你在神面前所有过不去的事情，主说，我赦免你们。
Anything that you cannot get over, God said, I forgive you.
你到我面前来的时候
When you come before me,
你们要往前走的那个力量我来承担
The strength for you to walk forward, I will take care of it.
你们要面对的各种各样的难处我是你们的出路
All the difficulties you will face, I am your way out.
这是教会历史
This is the history of the church.
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
当主是这样的领着教会往前走的时候
When the Lord leads the church forward in this manner,
走到一个地步
We will come to the point.
我们看见是国度来了
We'll see the kingdom comes.
当国度来的时候
When the kingdom comes,
天新天新地又出来了
And the new heaven and new earth will come up.
我这样提好像很轻松。
I'm talking about it very lightheartedly.
但弟兄姊妹，你接触到历史的实际的时候
，But when you come in touch with the history,
你知道从教会走进国度
You know, from church to enter into the kingdom.
从国度走进先进新天新地。
From kingdom to the new heaven and new earth.
连道路都不是容易走。
It's not an easy way.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然是不容易走。
Even though it's not difficult,
因为神有
it's not hard.
神和他儿子有应许在前，这一切是他们的工作。
God and His Son has already promised up front, this is their work.
让你们走是让你们学属灵的功课。
For you to walk is just for you to learn your spiritual lessons.
但是要成全这些事情，那个能力和权柄和扶持不在乎你们。
But the power and the authority and the support for this to be accomplished is not for you.
完全是在我。
It's up to me.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当我们看到神领着教会这样来往前走，一直走到新天新地的时候。
When we see God is leading the church this way and up until to the new heaven and new earth.
你能不能看见有一个非常明显的基础路线在那里？
Are you able to see a very fundamental way, path?
那是什么呢？
What is that?
那是如果教会没有给造就完成，
If the church was not edified perfectly,
国度没有条件显出来。
The kingdom would not be qualified or would not have the condition to appear.
如果国度不按照神自己的那个引领和管理来很好的去完成。
If the kingdom would not complete in the way, under God's guidance, in a perfect way.
那也就是说新天新地出来的那个条件不具备。
And that is to say, the condition for the appearance of the new heaven and earth does not exist.
这个是我们常常特别对和弟兄姊妹做提醒的。
And this is what we often remind brothers and sisters.
你留意到。
You would notice.
主给我们那个盼望。
The Lord
最终了不是在我们得救。
The Lord has given us this hope, and the end is not just for us to be saved.
神给我们的那个指望最终了是在新天新地。
God has given us this hope that ends in the new heaven and new earth.
对犹太人来讲，
For the Jews.
他们是站在律法的立场上，他们是所看到的是国度。
They are standing in the point of view of the law, and they see the kingdom.
但是神要让神自己的教会越过国度，一直要看到新天新地。
But God wants His church to look through and pass the kingdom to look to the new heaven and new earth.
那为什么那么重要呢？
Why is this important?
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不能不回到神向他教会一直说过的话。
We can't help but go back to what God kept telling, His church.
因为神很早就已经说了。
God has spoken long ago.
神也把教会造成一个团体。
God will build this corporate church.
啊，这个团体可以有好几个名称。
And this corporate can have different names.
一个是神的家。
We can call it the house of God.
一个是神的教，基督的教会。
We can call it the church of Christ.
一个是基督的身体。
You could call it the body of Christ.
但是还有一个功用。
There is one more function, a very important function.
这个词叫做。
What is this term?
在基督里首先有盼望的人。
The one with the first hope in Christ.
用什么？留意到这句话出在哪里吗？
Have you noticed where these words come from?
那是在以弗所书的一章。
That's in Ephesians chapter 1.
靠这当中那里，再上一点，你就会看到这句话。
You will see it. You will see this verse in the middle.
说到我们是成了在基督里首先有盼望的人。
That we are the one who first who have first trusted in Christ.
那为什么我们成了在基督里首先有盼望的人？
Why are we the one who were first trusted in Christ?
因为基督的救恩最先承受过来的就是神的教会。
Because the salvation of Christ, the ones who first received it is the church.
所以他们就是首先在基督里的。
So they are the first ones to be in Christ.
但是不是，不但是他们首先在基督里。
Not only they are the first one to be in Christ.
他也成了许许多多要在基督里承受恩典的人的前锋。
They also become the pioneer for all those to follow, to come into Christ.
然后跟随主的人，你要往前走，你就看着他们如何跟着主。
And if you want to follow Christ, you will look forward to see how they follow Christ.
那所以我们常常有话说。
So we often say this.
没有教会的显明。
Without the appearance of the church.
就没有到神面前去的路。
There will be no way to go before God.
因为神明明把教会放在一个在基督里首先有盼望的人的地位和实际里。
Because God has placed church as the first one to be in Christ and in
that
position.
这也就是说出。
This tells us.
如果教会不长成的话。
If the church does not mature.
那一个救恩的路就没有办法再往前走到尽头。
Then the way of salvation cannot lead to the end.
那现在我们要留意了。
Now we must notice.
也许丢什么呢？不要翻圣经了，我讲就好了。
And you don't need to turn your Bibles. I'll just tell
you. 还是以弗所书第一章。
And Ephesians chapter 1.
在第三节以后的小段。
The passage after verse 3.
你看到有一件事情。
You see one matter.
神说得很清楚的。
God clearly spoken.
神要在到了的时间里。
In the dispensation of the time.
要叫万有都在基督里成为一。
That all things will be one in Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这句话。
You pay attention to these words.
你就不能忽略创世纪第一章里面神所说的事。
Then you cannot ignore the things that God said in Genesis chapter 1.
那就是神造人的目的在那里。
That's the purpose of God creating man.
神造人的目的乃是要叫被造的人在那里显出神的自己全能恩典。扶持、供应、引领，叫全世界都活在神的丰富里。
God's purpose of creating man is for the whole world to live under God's mighty power, His authority, His guidance, His sustenance, His support, His abundance.
所以我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在他没有失信。
In Him, He is the faithful one.
人也许有时间走不上，很轻松。
Men may not be faithful and may not walk lightly.
但是他的扶持永远在我们旁边。
But his support, his sustenance is always there to guide us.
要叫我们感觉不能走的时候还能走。
So that when we feel we cannot no longer walk forward, we can still go forward.
但是话不停在这里。
We do not stop our words here.
因为神要把教会带到这样的一个功能里头去了。
Because God will bring the functions of church at this point.
又是为了一个更高的目的。
For a higher purpose.
那个更高的目的是什么？
What is this higher purpose?
仍然是以弗所书第一章。
It's still recorded in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
神要叫称为教会的这个基督的身体。
God would call this church called the body of Christ.
成为在地上一些掌权的以上。
To go above those who have powers on earth.
与基督一同掌权。
And to reign with Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话好像 叫我们不知道怎么去体会好。
Brothers and sisters, these words may be hard for us to digest or understand.
这是说政治的情况呢，还是说人间的其他的各种各样的事物？
Are we talking about political situations or other events among men?
不是讲政治的情况。
We're not talking about political climate.
是讲人和神的关系。
It's talking about the relationship.
要进到正常。
It's talking about the relationship between man and God entering into a normal state.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当我们看到神安排这一条路给教会来行走。
When we see God has arranged a plan for this way, for the church to walk upon.
乃是要叫我们给带到一个地步，和神中间没有间隔。
It's for in order to bring us to the point where we have there's nothing between us and God.
让神引领我们进入神起初造人的目的。
So God can lead us into His original purpose of creating man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那所以，我和弟兄姊妹再说几句话。
I have a few more words for brothers and sisters.
当我们看到神要这样的领着教会带进全地也好，万有也好，回到神的面前去，与神联合，与神合而为一。
When we see God leading the church, to bring the whole earth or the whole earth to God's original purpose,
我们才知道什么叫做神的永远的旨意。
Then we know what is the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我昨天特别说了。
Yesterday I especially mentioned.
我们给带到神面前去的时候。
When we are brought before God.
神要我们看到一件事。
God wants us to see one thing.
神要用我们去显明他自己。
God wants to use us to manifest
Him. 当神从我们身上能显出来以前，
But before God can be manifested from us,
我们先要伏在神的权柄的底下。
We first need to bow before His authority.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此我们就注意到这样的一件事了。
So now we have noticed this matter.
国度来了。
The kingdom has come.
主带同他的教会经过天上的审判，一同到地上来了。
The Lord has brought His church, has gone through the judgment up in heaven and now returned to the earth.
那到地上来干什么呢？
What are they doing on earth?
用主自己的话来说。
With the Lord's own words.
与主一同掌权。
To reign with Him.
但是很有意思。
But interestingly,
当你看到在国度里头教会的实际的光景的时候，
When you see within the kingdom the real state of the church,
这一点常常引起弟兄姊妹有点不太容易明白。
This often would cause some points that are hard to understand.
与主一同掌权，
When you're reigning with the Lord,
是全体吗？
Is it a long-term reign?
还是部分呢？
Oh, is it a whole, is it a complete, or is it a partial reign?
弟兄姊妹们，我们要这样子来认识那个神救恩的安排。
We need to understand the plan of God's salvation in this way.
神安排失落的人靠着基督回到神的面前。
God has planned for the lost ones to return to God by Christ.
在目的来说，
His purpose.
基督是怎样？
However, Christ is.
神要那些承受恩典的人也像基督一样。
God wants those who receive God's grace to be just like Christ.
所以主在国度里面掌权，我们也在国度里头掌权。
So when the Lord is reigning in the kingdom, we would reign with Him.
那弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
你心里面常有一个疑惑。
You may have these questions in your heart.
怎么可以 每个人都掌权。
How can
他们失败的也掌权，没有赶上的神的心意的也掌权。
How can they all, or we all reign, though? How about the failed ones and the ones who cannot quite reach God's standard? How do they do it? Where would you place God's righteousness and His holiness? So, brothers and sisters, I'll take this opportunity to explain. If you had pay attention,
在国度里头做王的掌权的
the ones who reign in the kingdom
是神的赏赐
it's a reward of God
所以既然是赏赐的话
since it's a reward
那个赏赐就有根据了
that reward must have a basis
根据什么呢
What is it based on?
根据你怎么活在神的面前。
It's based upon how you live before God.
这一点是非常的重要。
This is very important.
因为我们看启示录第七封书信的时候。
If we look at the seven letters in Revelation.
我们看到教会能在主回来的时候可以面对面见主这一个是恩典。
We see that when the church can see the Lord face to face when He returns, that is grace.
但是主在什么时候来?
But when would the Lord return?
根据什么呢?
What is it based upon?
当然有根据在那里。
Of course, there are bases for it.
我轻轻一提就好。
I will just briefly mention it.
头一件事情。
The first matter.
在全地神的数算里得救的人数填满。
And the number of the saved souls will be fulfilled.
但是这个不是唯一的条件。
But that's not the only condition.
还有一个更重要的。
There's one that's even more important.
那个是条件是什么呢?
What is that condition?
是教会在神的面前继续的掌权到一个地步。
It's for the church.
他们成了得胜者。
The church will be mature to the point that they become the overcomer.
所以刚才我说，你要是看七封书信的话
，So I said
与主一同掌权，那个是应许，那个是恩典。
So
赏赐
If you look at the seven letters in Revelation, that in order to reign with Christ, that would be a reward from the Lord.
如果你不够条件到那个地步，你就没办法。接受这个与主一同掌权的应许了。
And if you're not, you have not reached that point, and you're not qualified, you cannot receive that promise.
那这样一来
，And in this manner,
那是当主回来的时候
，When the Lord returns,
在审判台前不能满足主的审判的，那他们永远都去哪里？
Before the judgment seat of the Lord, if you cannot satisfy that condition, then they will be in a pitiful state.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主自己。
The Lord himself.
给那些在主来的时候没有到那个承受应许的条件承受那个赏赐的条件的他们在国度里面神给他们有更多的
So for before the judgment seat of Christ, for those who has not reached the condition to reign with Christ in the kingdom, the Lord would have a chance for them.
说就这么除了在除了在国度里头与主不能与主一起掌权的人。
Apart from in the kingdom, those who cannot reign with the Lord.
当你读到启示录二十二章的时候
，When you read Revelation 22,
你就看到了。
You will see.
启示录二十二章里面是凭恩典作王。
In Revelation 22, you would reign by grace.
是凭应许作王。
It's by promise.
你就看见所有称为神仆人的。他们都与主一同作王，直到永远。
You see, all those who are called servant of God, they will reign with God forever.
主不会亏负 跟随他的人。
The Lord will not shortchange those who follow him.
这点是我插出去讲的话。
This is, I have gone on a tangent on this.
那现在我就回头来看到一个问题。
Let me come back and to look at another question.
那当那个新天新地显出来的时候。
With the appearance of the new heaven and new earth,
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you will see one thing.
在启示录二十一章。
In Revelation chapter 21.
我们翻到那里去看看。
Let's turn there, Revelation chapter 21.
我必须要和弟兄姊妹提到的。
This is something that I must mention to brothers and sisters.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
第一节
，Verse 1，
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，也不再有了。好。
Now I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷。由神那里从天而降，像预备整齐、预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Verse 2, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared a bride adorned for her husband.
弟兄姊妹，这几句话是非常有意思。
Brothers and sisters, these few words are very
interesting. 像我们昨天特别点出那个耶和华，起初神创造天和这地。
Just like what we pointed out yesterday, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
昨天那里就提出问题了。
And yesterday we brought up the issue.
现在这里就给我们有答案。
Now here's the answer.
那么到了新天新地的时候
，When we come to the time of the new heaven and new earth,
有几个天？
How many heavens are there?
一个天。
One heaven.
有几个地
？How many earths?
一个地。
One earth.
那弟兄姊妹这样，那老的天地去了哪里
？And so what about the previous heavens?
这里也还特别的说。
Here especially mentioned.
神说过去的天地已经过去了，也不再不再有了。
还也不再有。For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea.
这是怎么一回事
？What is this all about?
很清楚的一件事情。
Very clearly.
神的永远的旨意。
In God's eternal purpose.
肯定了，到了完成的时候，是一个天，一个地，一位神。
When it comes to
善恶一的一那一位神。
When it comes to the fruition of God's eternal purpose, there is only one heaven and one earth and one God, three in one.
这就是彼得后书里边所提到，第三章里边所提到主来了。
That's mentioned in 2 Peter chapter
3. 你们要好好的预备，在天国里边得最好的。
And when the Lord comes, that you need to prepare well to gain the best in the kingdom of heaven.
你说为什么呢？
You ask why.
又当新天新地来的时候，
When the new heaven and new earth comes,
天上又响，发出大响声。
And there is a loud noise in the heaven.
把一切旧造里头的事物，
And for all things in the old creation,
全都消灭干净。
It will completely be destroyed.
那所以，当新天新地来的时候，
So when the new heaven and new earth appears,
旧的事物没有一个样存在。
There is nothing from the old would be kept.
摆在那里的就是
What's placed before us,
完完全全一个向着神的，彰显神的。
There is one complete one and facing towards God and completely manifesting God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以在彼得书里面一提到神的永远的旨意的时候，他一就盯着你们要好好预备自己。
And so whenever the first, second Peter, when it talks about the end times, that you have a new earth, you will need to prepare yourselves.
因为一等到新天新地出来。
Because when the kingdoms, and if the new heaven and new earth,
旧有的一切全都过去。
That all the old things would pass.
记得去年还是今年初，那个人不是在寻找科学上的那个粒子吗？
And remember whether it was last year or the beginning of this year, the men were searching for particles.
他们很高兴找到神的粒子了。
They found the God's particle. God's particle.
那可以更好的去研究宇宙了。
And you can use that to better research the universe.
但是英国的那个大爆炸的专家，他就说你们不要喜欢的太快。
And so the expert on this topic from England, he warned not to be rejoiced so soon.
上帝的粒子是算出来了。
Even though you found this God's particle.
但是你们如果处理的不太好，引起它爆炸的时候，整个宇宙都没有。
If you don't handle it well and cause it to explode, then the whole universe will be gone.
我不敢说，他的话就是这样。彼得书这里所说的。
I'm not saying that his words are what's mentioned in the book.
旧有的要整个的过去，这个事实是一定出现。
But the old creation will pass away, and that will come to being.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那然后我们又看到，不管大卫，不管保罗也好，约翰也好，彼得也好，他们一碰到主回来的事的时候
，Whether it's Paul or John or Peter, when they come and encounter the matter about the Lord's return，
心里非常高涨的一个什么事
？What they are excited about？
你们要好好的预备。
Is to encourage people to be well prepared for seeing the Lord. Because the old, all has passed and all became new. When we read chapter
22,
Revelation chapter
22,
you see the voice coming out from the throne. Everything has become new.
So God says,都成了。
So God said, "It is done."
说弟兄姊妹们，你不，我们看到新天新地存留的时候，我来的时候，我们必须要先注意我得救了没有。
So when we see the appearance of the new heaven and new earth, the first thing we must notice is whether I am saved.
我得救了以后，
After、
我跟随主了没有
saved, ？Whether I have followed the Lord.
如果我没有。没有这样的跟上主的话
，If I had not followed the Lord in this way，
让主跟怜悯我们
，May the Lord have mercy upon me，
让我们真实的来知道
，So that we truly know，
保罗
，Paul，
彼得
，Peter，
约翰
，John，
跟主的荣耀一连接起来的时候。
When they are united with the glory of the Lord,
他们里面一句话
What's the word within them?
主啊，我愿你来。
Lord, may you come.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
巴不得我们的弟兄姊妹们，在我们现在这个时间，要清楚的知道，我们快要面对的是一个什么样的。
May all our brothers and sisters know clearly what we are facing and what would that result be.
所以我特别昨天就去提了启示录创世纪第一章第二节跟启示录二十二章第一节两个一并起来的时候你就看到有那么多的故事在里面。
And so I said, mentioned yesterday in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, when you compare and compare with chapter 21 of Revelation, there's this story.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
在我结束的时候。
As I conclude.
我还要请弟兄姊妹们看看 刚才那一个诗歌，但是不是同一个。
And I would still invite you to watch that hymn. It's not easily understood.
因为从那里面给我们提出一个很大的问题。
From that, you bring about a great question.
就指出了教会和神的关系，到了新天新地的时候，是一个什么样的连接。
It brings about how the relationship between the church and God until the time of new heaven and earth.
那里就提到，到主显出来的时候，太阳也不发光了，月亮星宿也不发亮了。你说那这样不是很糟糕吗？
It says, with the appearance of the Lord, the sun will no longer shine, and the moon and the stars will no longer shine.
弟兄姊妹，我给你们一个另外一个角度去想。
You might think that is bad, but let me give you another angle to think about.
你能不能想？
You shouldn't think this way.
阳光失去了效用。
That the sun has lost its light.
月星失去了效用。
And the moon and the stars has lost its function. But
时间的观念给废掉了。
The concept of time has been done away with.
空间的那个衡量也废掉了。
Also the concept of space also has been thrown aside.
你说那么重要吗？
You may ask, is that important?
如果你没有看到这一点，
If you did not see this point,
你怎么计算永远？
How do you calculate eternity?
永远有这个数字在那里绑着你，你过不去。
If there are numbers tied up with it, you cannot go past it.
但是预热的这些量都拿掉的时候，你计算时间的那个基础和观念不存在。
When you remove the sun, moon, and the stars, then the foundation for calculating time no longer exists.
更重要的。
Even more importantly.
你到了新耶路撒冷的时候。
When you come to the new Jerusalem.
你看见人和神的关系非常的和谐。
You see the relationship between man and God would be very harmonious.
天和地的关系非常的和谐。
And the relationship between heaven and earth is very harmonious.
人和人的关系也非常的和谐。
Relationships between men and men would be very in harmony.
特别表明在一件事情。
Especially illustrate one
thing. 你在耶路撒冷那里，天上的耶路撒冷，听着，地上的所有在心地里头的人向神敬拜的时候。
When you're in the heavenly Jerusalem, you hear the people on earth worshiping God.
他们的敬拜向着谁去？
Who are they worshiping?
向着新耶路撒冷去。
It's going towards the new Jerusalem.
那就是在新天新地里的教会。
And that's the church in the new heaven and new earth.
你说为什么不直接向着神，不直接向着基督？
You will ask, why is it not directed to God or to Christ?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，好好的看看那段经文。
Brothers and sisters, study these scripture well. You will discover.
那是教会和神的关系，又是到了一个完全连接的地。
Because the relationship between the church and God has come to a complete union.
实在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
我今天晚上也是很复杂的，给弟兄姊妹提到一些问题。
So tonight I have mentioned something very complex to brothers and sisters.
但是我们求主给我们看见。
We ask the Lord to show us.
神在地上现在所等候的，是万物都要在基督里合而为一的事。
God is in heaven. He's waiting for this to happen on earth. That is for all things to be one in Christ.
也就是朝着这个方向往前走。
We are following the Lord in this direction.
我们再次提起 跟随神的永远的旨意的时候
，When we again mentioned we follow the eternal purpose of God, you will clearly know.
这不是一个空洞的题目。
This is not something that's empty and vain.
这个是一个非常有实意的题目。
It's a very concrete and solid subject.
神所要做成的。
God will accomplish.
我们若是跟得上去
，If we can follow.
神喜悦。
God will be pleased.
我们也蒙福。
We will be blessed.
我们现在请再看一遍。那一个，那这次看的时候，你特别要留意到，当那里提到阳光都没有，都不需要了，你就想想刚才我们所交通的那。
And so now we invite you to watch this video again. Now, if you see, it mentioned that the sun will no longer shine, you will be reminded of what we talked about.
Thank you. 主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, truly thank you.
主啊，我们真是盼望那一天能够早日的来临。
Lord, we're longing for that day to come.
一切都要在基督里同归于一。
All will be summed in Christ Jesus.
所有的赞美都要归于那城。
All praises will be given to that city.
因为我们与基督与神都完全的联合。
Because we're in complete union with God and with Christ.
主啊，愿意这个指望一直的来支配我们。
Lord, may this hope will reign in us.
叫我们在地上的生活与服事就是为了这个新城的降临。
Lord, so our life and our ministry will be for this new city to come.
但愿主啊，你用着这些的话语在我们里面来催促我们。
Lord, may you prompt us with these words.
叫我们在地上好好的为你而活。
So we can live for you on this earth.
只等到你的回来。
Until you return.
把荣耀称颂都要归给你。
We'll give you all the glories and praises.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.